not a bad one, just shorter. And I didn't read all the jokes I read at the early service, and some people like to hear the jokes. How does a dog stop a video? He presses the pause button. That's for Ennis and Allie. What is a cheetah's favorite food? Fast food. What did the porcupine say to the cactus? Is that you, mommy? What is a lion's favorite state? Maine. Where do horses live? In the neighborhood. Why are elephants wrinkled? Because they don't fit on the ironing board. All right. With that said, let's pray. May the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. So we're only going to have just a couple minutes of sermon. I would love to have your attention. You ever think about what they will say at your funeral service? You ever think about your legacy, how you will be remembered? I pray and I hope that my Grandpa John will be remembered many years from now by people that will say, John really loved, and then you fill in the blank. What's your passions? And I know they're going to say, John really loved the Celtics and basketball. John really loved to laugh. John really loved to help people. John really loved church suppers. John really loved church. But I hope most of all that what would be said would be that John really loved God. John Wesley said, the three simple rules, do good, do no harm, and stay in love with God. And that's the message for us today. When we hear Jesus asked by the Pharisee, what's the greatest commandment? Did you know there's 613 commandments in the Hebrew Bible? Do you know that there's 365 that are negative, meaning thou shalt not do this or that? And there are 248 positives, meaning thou shalt do this and this and this. I love how Jesus takes all of those and distills it down to love God and love people. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
How beautiful that is for us, for you to hear today. I mean, you don't have to know anything else except love God and love people. But that's not to say that it's an easy thing, because, Jesus added on to the Shema, which is Deuteronomy 6, which is a direct quote. Faithful Jews in the morning and the evening would say the Shema, which is the word Shema in Hebrew is hear. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God. The Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. But he adds on, and I think it's so crucial for us to understand what does it mean to love God. He adds on, love your neighbor as yourself. And what jumps out at me right now is that it's hard to love your neighbor if you don't really like who you are, right? And I won't have a show of hands, but how many people struggle with loving themselves? On a given week, how many times do I fail at loving God or loving my neighbor? Angela's waving. Yes, yeah. You can't count over it. And that's why we're here, to be saved by grace and grace alone. Because what I believe is what motivates us to love God and love our neighbor is the experience of being loved even when you're not lovable, even when you make mistakes and you fail. Can I hear an amen? How important it is. When I heard the ASP team say there was a woman that was not that nice, and she was kind of ornery. Jay said that. And then by the end of the week, she says that, I'm sorry that I hated on you. Did they ever stop working? When that woman didn't have a good attitude, what really was negative and wasn't kind of, they were there to serve and love in the name of Jesus. I think that's just so awesome. And I love how John Volpe told me on the side that they got there and the director said, now we have a problem. We have all these cement pilings for this foundation of this house that the team before you put in, and they're wrong. They were not level. They were not square. They weren't plumb. Can you fix their mistakes? And Paul Foody, who was up here, the man with no hair, it's a solar power for a love machine is what I hear said. I got to tell him that later. He said, we can do this because that's his job. So they leveled everything. They took a mistake and they made it work. Because you can't build a house on an uneven foundation. And you can't do that in life. So what if I have a mistake, if I have a failure, if I have a regret, I got to take it to the Lord to have the Lord Jesus and His grace level it. Amen. I can't fix my own mistakes. So that's the lesson for us today. For us to be able to love others, we have to know we love because He first loved us. Amen. And how beautiful it is that when we fail to love God or fail to love our neighbor, God never fails to love us. Amen. Even from the cross, He was loving all of us. Even those who mocked Him and spat upon Him. I think it's important for us to understand that God can take all your... You ever hear the guy that put on, you know, bad tattoos or misspelled tattoos? There's one that's no regrets. Have you ever heard that? No regrets. Every now and then I say to my kids, no regrets. Spell regrets wrong. And don't tell me you don't have regrets. Don't tell me you don't have, as you look back in your life, you wish you had a time machine to go back and change things, but you can't. But you take your brokenness and your mistakes and your sin and you say, Lord, I believe that You love me even when I was making all those mistakes. And that's what motivates me to love people that aren't so lovable, neighbors that are ornery. People, you know, Jesus tells you your neighbor is in your vicinity, whatever, anyone's around you. Love them with My love. Now that you know this saving grace. And so if Gina can bring this video over, I'll just add, this is the end of the sermon, so it's under 2 minutes. It's a simple video for those who love dogs and animals. For me, I mentioned about how a dog, you know, dogs spell backwards is God. So just watch this video.
Let's bow our heads for the word. Lord, thank You for Your message to us today. That we love because You first loved us. And there's someone here today who just does not feel good about who they are. And they're struggling. And they want to know that You love them and that You forgive them.
and that you prepared a home for them. And so, Lord, we bring you our brokenness and our sin, our failure, our regrets. And we know you're there for us. And your love never ends. Your love never ends. Your mercies are new every morning. And so, Lord, meet your people where they are today and help us to stay in love with you, that relationship that feeds all of the relationships. We don't have to worry about the particulars. You just have to stay in love with you and in turn, love our neighbors. Turn to the wayside. Go to the other side to help the broken and the hurting. Thank you for our mission, your mission work here in this place, and for hearts touched in service to others. Relational ministry with construction on the side. We ask you to bless this woman whose house was worked on, who's struggling with her emotions. We ask you to bless Bob, who will move into a brand new house, a homeless man that now will come to know that you love him. And your grace has found a home in his heart. All these prayers we lift to you as we pray your prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Let's stand now. Let's sing together. Just a closer walk with thee. Amen. Amen. Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
demonstrated by loving others, so send us forth with this love deep in our heart to bubble up over into this hurting world as we go forth to serve in the mission field in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And anoint me.